Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Yes, yes. Ba-ba-ba. Oh, it's not very Christmassy, not very holiday-like.
Oh, yeah.
Type of promo.
Oh, I forgot to tell you to make a new promo for Christmas.
Yeah, we should make have made a promo for Christmas.
Yeah, well, we should have put in some effort, but...
Oh, well. So it goes.
Tis not the season.
No, well, it's still one of our great promos, but still, it is Christmas time. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen.
No, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Oh, excuse
me.
Yes,
yes. We're being very inclusatory this year on the balcony.
True, true. Our playlist is including that.
Balcony Radio. Pretty woke.
Yes, pretty woke for our 101st annual Balcony Radio Christmas Extravo thing.
That's right. Hey, let's introduce ourselves.
Oh, my name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We are Balcony Radio. You're the audience. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you, thank you.
And here we are, providing a soundtrack to your holiday season. Usually during the end of year Christmas extravaganza, we tend to play just Christmas music or palatable Christmas music is really what we're going for.
Yes, yes.
But today we're going to open it up and include a few songs about Hanukkah. We found a Kwanzaa song. We're playing Christians and the Pagans for all my Druids out there.
That's right.
So we're going to be a little bit more inclusatory this year, which we really should have been doing the whole time.
Right.
Because we found some really great Hanukkah songs.
That's right. Then there's music. Yeah, there's music for just about every type of celebration.
Finding a good Kwanzaa song was kind of tough, though.
Oh, yes. That's right. Okay.
It was a real bummer. Yeah. There's not enough really good material. Well, there's a few songs out there, but they were just like uploads of people on YouTube. And we're just not going to play that. We have to play somebody who has a record contract on our show.
That's right.
I only really found one good Kwanzaa song, which is a bummer, but you know, hopefully the world will pick up on that, and next year we'll get more of those in there.
I don't know too much about that particular
aspect. Before.
So I don't know what a type of good Kwanzaa song would include, you know?
It's an African-based holiday, so it's Afrocentric music.
Yeah, that's true. It should be, and it probably should be instrumented like that, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, you'll find out what we're going to play later.
Well, very cool.
So anyway.
I know you've picked some good ones, too.
Yeah. So we were just on the way over here in a very trafficky night in our major metropolitan area, and we got to hear most of this episode on the way over, and Scott approved.
I did, 100%.
So as usual, for the 101st time, we're starting with maybe the greatest Christmas/holiday song of all time.
It's becoming. It's really becoming.
It's my favorite.
Then. Yeah.
And I know it's one of your favorites, too.
This is just amazing, ladies and gentlemen.
I adore this guy and
this
song. Robert Earl Keane is the man, and here it is. Merry Christmas from the family. Enjoy.
Sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him. Tell us, sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him. The three his first wife Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife Marinelle. Of course he brought his new wife Kay, who talks all about AA. Chain smoking while the stereo plays Noel, Noel, the first Noel. Turkey turned the ball game on. mixed margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some ice and an extension cord. A can of bean dip and some Diet Rides. A box of tampons, some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Fran and Rita drove from Harlingen. I can't remember how I'm kin to them. But when they tried to plug their motor home in, they blew our Christmas lights. Cousin David knew just what went wrong. So we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw a breaker and the lights came on. And we sang Silent Night, oh, Silent Night, oh, Holy Night. Carve the turkey, turn the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the Stop and Go. We need some celery and a can of baked snow. A bag of lemons and some Diet Sprites. A box of tampons, some Salem Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family.
Party. To leave each
It's true. It's true. Christmas just ain't the one without the one you love. Oh, sorry about that.
Are we on the air?
We are on the air. Yes.
All right.
So that's all right. That's the OJs, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that just beautiful? 1973. Oh, that's a nice little trippy song.
Yeah. Some Christmas songs have soul.
They do.
Yeah.
They have soul, and they have funk, and they have groove.
One had all three of the above.
That's right.
So,
right on.
Yeah. Anyway, let me read off the first set.
All right.
We started with Robert Earl Keen doing Merry Christmas from the Family, one of the great songs of the last century. It's just a wonderful song. And then Balcony Favorite, one band that we really like, Dr. Dog.
Oh, yes.
We really recommend checking them out in the new year.
Oh, yes.
They're good for you.
I think they've got a new record out.
They're touring right now. As I told you, I plan on seeing them when they come to our large metropolitan area.
Man, tell me about it. I'm going
to
go with you.
I might have to take you with me.
You will. You will.
Put
my dog collar on for Dr. Dog.
We played a song from their Christmas EP called Christmas Party, and the rest of the record is really great. It's only, I think, 4 or 5 songs, and it's done in their style, that kind of ramshackle, like whatever's in the room, we're going to make into a musical instrument
kind of
style.
I love that.
Yeah, they're really, really great band.
Oh, wow.
And then a groovy tune called Santa Stole My Lady was next by Fitz and the Tantrums.
Sounded like Hall & Oates. That was a really cool song.
That was an awesome song. And then Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings did a funky song called 8 Days of Hanukkah. You want to play dreidel with Sharon. She's doing it in the cool kids area.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, that funky, man. That's too much.
And then the OJs finished it up there with Christmas Just Ain't Christmas Without the One You Love.
Oh.
So true.
Oh, yes. Oh, well. Yes, yes. It's Christmas time once again, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the holiday season.
Oh, the bells. We should have had some bells ringing here, but oh, well.
Yeah, normally we do that. But this year, let's keep it
nice and subdued. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's the fun thing. It's all about music. It should be all about music.
Exactly.
This is
respite from the holiday season in some ways, too.
True.
Sometimes you got to just play some music. You know?
Right. Exactly.
So anyway, what are we playing next?
We are moving along with some great music here from Irma Thomas.
Oh, she's great.
May every day be Christmas.
Christmas in New Orleans.
Sing along if you like.
Christmas, and every day be blessed. Let the end of every day be filled with happiness. And may the Lord be good to you with every rising sun. All through the day, have a smile for everyone. At nighttime comes a longing to be with ones you love, to sit around fireside and dream with stars above. So may God bless you and keep you come what may. Then every day will be a happy day.
Personal life. items of luggage with them at all times. Any unattended luggage in the terminal building will be removed by the security services and may be destroyed.
Outside the taxi window, on the way to catch my flight, I noticed snowflakes playing in the ever-failing light. When he dropped me at departure, it was really coming down, deep and crisp and even. It settled on the ground. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. All the planes are grounded and the fog is rolling in. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. Doors are locked and bolted, let the festivities begin. The terminal was seething without much Christmas cheer, so I found an empty closet and bedded down in there. When I awoke much later, I was quite alone. Check-in was deserted, everyone had gone. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. I took a set of x-rays, they came out rather well. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. I'm doing Santa's sleigh ride on the baggage carousel. At the airport, I should be at the table with all my kith and kin. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. Don't save me any turkey, I found a burger in a bin.
Fill my sock with candy, no bright and shiny toy. If I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them. So every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them. So every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's the Judas Maccabeus, boy, if he could only see us. Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
The days are long. Work is hard.
Work is hard.
All year round, far away. But always make my way back home.
Way back home.
To mother and dad on Christmas Day. The snow lies deep in the mountain. The wind blows soft in the pine. The smoke curls up from the chimney. I'm going home.
I'm going home.
It's Christmas time. A little wreath. Presents on the cabin floor. Dad has trimmed
Christmas tree.
And the pathway home, welcomes me. The snow lies deep in the mountain. The wind blows soft in the pine. The smoke curls up from the chimney. I'm going home.
I'm going home.
It's Christmas time. Christmas is
time and joy.
God sent down
His
only boy to save us from sins and cares, and
bring us to
our home up there. The snow lies deep in the mountain. The wind blows soft in the pine. The smoke curls up from the chimney. I'm going home.
It's Christmas time. I'm going home. It's Christmas time. Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of Jarrell's. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Goodness, Run DMC just doing it all over the place. Christmas in Hollis, isn't that?
Hollis in Queens.
Too much, man. Oh, that was just so sweet. I love that song. We play it every year. And it just gets better and better.
It is a great song. It never gets old. I love the video. I love Run DMC.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes.
It's such a great song. It's one of those ones you look forward to playing towards the end of the year. It's like, oh, I get to hear that. I get to hear the waitresses. Oh, December's not so bad.
Yeah, and that was a good way to end that set, too.
Yeah. So here we go. In that set, we started with Irma Thomas doing May Every Day Be Christmas. Oof. And may they be filled with po' boys and muffaletas.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously.
Some serious New Orleans food.
Oh, New Orleans Chris. And I totally recommend going out and pick up and checking out any of the New Orleans Christmas collections that are out there. There's a few that you can find on Amazon or on iTunes or whatever.
Okay.
Oh,
excellent.
That music lends itself to Christmas really well. Surprisingly so. And there's some genres that just work for Christmas. And like New Orleans music, reggae, like they just work with Christmas for some reason really well.
You wouldn't
think so, but it does.
Yeah, no, it's the spirit in their music.
Yeah,
it's in that music. So yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you'll hear examples of the reggae part later on.
Yeah,
and then we played Scott's new favorite Christmas song. You really like this one.
Oh my God, Christmas at the Airport.
Christmas at the Airport by Nick Lowe. Just a great tune.
That was so funny. I love that line. I took a couple of X-rays. They came out rather well. That was just wonderful.
Yeah. And then we played Belle and Sebastian doing a cover of Elvis's wonderful Christmas song, Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley, Elvis Aaron Presley, did a song called Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me. Belle and Sebastian proving that they could smile a bit. It was very up-tempo for them.
That's right, exactly. Because
it wasn't raining that day.
It must not, I guess so. It kind of was warm.
And then another one of Scott's favorites, Tom Lehrer, totally recommend checking out. He spells it L-E-H-R-E-R, Tom Lehrer.
Yes.
And he is just, he's too much for something.
He's funny.
He's very funny, very acerbic, and not for everybody. But if you're a certain type of person, and when I say certain type of person, if you're that type of person, you know who you're talking, talking about you. You have to be that kind of person to know that you're that type of person.
That's right.
To be into Tom Lehrer.
To understand all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a little in a good way.
He's intellectual. He's intellectual and smart.
Yeah, he's still out there too.
He is.
May he live to be 1,000.
I think he's in 85 or something.
He's in his mid-80s by now, yeah. There's a Tom Lehrer song called Hanukkah in Santa Monica, which is just wonderful. And then we finished
Professor Tom Lehrer.
And then Ralph Stanley did I'm going home. It's Christmas time. Got to play some country music as well. And then we finished it up there with Run DMC doing Christmas in Hollis. For your hip hop heads.
Far out there. Man. Merry Christmas. Oh, I hope Santa brings all
Happy holidays.
I got a big long Christmas wish list for Santa. I want stuff. I want lots of good
things.
Just things.
Products.
Products, things.
Some services. Products and services.
Products, services, things.
Items.
And great big logos.
Are you good with tchotchkes?
Great big logos all over my desk. So there.
Now, is that what you're looking for?
I'm going to get some new tables in this studio as well. I'm going to get one good long studio. This table is not going to roll around anymore. This
oh, you want to get legs, not wheels?
I want to get legs, not wheels, so it's stable and it doesn't roll around in case this place starts shaking, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Most of the rolling around is from me leaning on it. There we go. It gets crooked whenever I come over.
We yanked this out of a Goodwill, I think, a long time ago.
And the one across the street?
Yeah, we hauled this up the street ourselves. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get this table changed. I'm going to change a table over on this side, on my left. I'm going to make this a great big production area. I'm going to change everything. I'm going to buy all kinds of
2020
stuff.
2020 plans.
I'm planning, man. Things are planning. I'm going to move things ahead.
Look at that.
I've got the Zen within me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Resolutions.
Resolutions and promises that will be met and made.
Yeah. So that's your resolution?
What?
To fix up the studio.
Yes, exactly.
That's a good one. That's something you better keep.
That's right. This is my place.
That's not, I hope you keep it. I really do think you should keep that one because I come over and you know.
Yeah, no, the way I changed.
You got boxes
in
here still.
Stuff. You should see.
You got milk crates and boxes in here. Come on.
You should have seen what this place looked like in 2010. It was a computer stand. Remember that computer stand?
Yeah, I was here.
That's right. You know how small it was.
Yeah, it was you and me smoking cigarettes in here, complaining about things.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. No more cigarettes, but still a lot of complaining.
A lot of the smoke still.
Okay, I've talked long enough.
Anyway, let's get back to the music. Here's the one.
This is our Kwanzaa song.
I searched for Kwanzaa songs. I really did. Okay. I listened to a lot of them, and the thing that I found, other than, like I said, a lot of the really good ones were uploads that people singing on their own, which is fine, but we're just not going to play that. A lot of the other stuff I found was more kind of like also explaining it, so that there would be spoken word bits with the music, and I don't really want to do that. We just want to play songs. So I only really found two real, like, what you would consider pop songs that were about Kwanzaa, and one of them is really bad. And you know what I'm talking
about. Is it really? Okay, yeah. Yes.
It's the one we were talking about in the car.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. One of them is really bad, and then there's this one that we're going to play. So,
okay.
We won't even talk about the other one. People can find it on their own. But it came out in the late 70s, and it's not very good. But this is...
It was probably one of the first.
It was the first, okay. But it's not very good. And kind of long too. It's like a six minute
track. Yeah. Oh yes, that's right.
So what I actually did find, which is groovy, which is a gospel group that I'm actually familiar with. I don't know if you are. Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Yes, I am. I'm very familiar with this group.
They are great.
They're amazing.
Like, no, they're straight up amazingly great. Like, they're awesome. Yeah. And so I found them doing a Kwanzaa song called Seven Principles. Check it out.
Umoja.
We know the purpose of our life.
remember, called your uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. Was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. And where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like him and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father, sons, and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning Lewis from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Little oil jug, just enough for the lamps for one night. That one little jug burned 8 whole days, and it kept our new temple in light. 8 candles we alight, and a 9th one too. Every new year that comes and goes, we'll think of the many in the hands of the few, and thank God that we're seeds of the Jews. Thank God we're seeds of the Jews. Tip-tap-toe, happy Hanukkah, around you go. My little latke on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. Clap your hands, happy Hanukkah, clap, clap hands. My little strudler on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. Jump real high, happy Hanukkah, jump, jump high. My little fruitcake on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. Run, run fast, happy Hanukkah, run, run, run. My little sugar pie on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. Hop, 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 happy Hanukkah, yippity hop. My little shingly on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, round and around you go. Tip, tap, toe, happy Hanukkah, around you go. Happy Hanukkah on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, round and around you go. Tip, tap, toe, happy Hanukkah, around you go. My little latke on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, round and around you go.
Hit it! Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before, eyes alive. But this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude, and a sleigh full of cookies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give it quite a shock. About last year when the dew came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, the snow was on the ground. Folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in the socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky junky rhythm of the disco beat. Check it out, New York, and a guy with the AA started to participate, and not that you appreciate a sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went into the attic where I thought I heard a static, on a chance that the rent was somebody breaking in. But the noise on the top was a reindeer clock, just a trick, Saint Nick, and I let the sucker in. He was holy and holy, and I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. I said, your ride is cold tonight, so can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not, if the music's hot, and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. And before he went, this fine old gin found a gift with a sip through his big red bags. And the grown-ups got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new Seville by the bluest of sky, the best that money couldn't buy. Goes to the Reds back at the pole up north where everything is cold. But if he were right here tonight, he'd say Merry Christmas. And to all, I get down, stop messing around when Curtis Blow is in your town. Well, I'm Curtis Blow on the microphone. A place called Harlem was my home. I was rocking one day and started to shake. It sounded to me like an earthquake. I packed my bags, I said goodbye. I kissed my woman and I started to fly. I came to Earth by a meteorite to rock you all on the mic. So just kick off your shoes, let your fingers pop. Curtis Blow's just about ready to rock. Now the people in the back, if you're not the wax, say, the people up front, if you want to buck, say, the people in the middle, if you want to wiggle, say, and the people on the side, if you want to slide, say, not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a fighter or a writer or a politician, but the man with the key to your ignition, Curtis Blow, is competition. Young ladies, shock the hell, jazzy young ladies, rock, shock the hell, see? Now just throw your hands in the air and wave them like it just don't care.
Wow.
Oh, our Father, he's the maker of Mary, and Mary is the mother of the Son. The Son is a blessing from the Father. Oh, let's give thanks and praise. Sing a sweet song to you.
Yeah.
is a very special day. Let's not fight, not quarrel, not worry. Christmas is there for everyone. Bring a tree, Christmas, Christmas to you, yeah. Christmas to you, yeah. Christmas to me, yeah. Christmas to you, to everyone.
Great. Happy Christmas, the Maytows. Wasn't that nice? Mm. A little reggae. Oh, that is Christmas music all the way. I mean,
yeah.
whatever it is.
You know you're in the spirit if it's 82 degrees outside and sunny and you're singing Christmas music.
That's right.
You're in the spirit.
You are definitely in the spirit. Red and green is everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said earlier, there's so many great reggae Christmas songs. I'd recommend
really
going to the YouTubes, yes, and just literally type in reggae Christmas playlist, and you're good. You'll find so many good stuff.
It'll go on
so
and
much
on.
Good stuff. Yeah.
All right.
There's just it's just great. I just they really are. They do embrace the season down there.
It's excuse me. We've been imbibing here.
Happy New Year. Yeah.
Happy New Year. Anyway, yes, spirit all the way. No doubt.
Yeah. So let me read this off, and then maybe you want to do a very truncated version of the plugs for the holidays.
Sure.
All right. So we started with Sweet Honey and the Rock, guiding us through the seven principles of Kwanzaa.
Probably the song of the night, I think.
Yeah. So beautiful. I was like, I don't think I could have been in the room with hearing them sing it live. It'd be just too much.
No. Yeah, right.
You'd have to be a real jerk not to be moved by that.
Oh yes.
And then Dar Williams was next with The Christians and the Pagans, our testament to people getting along on December 21st for the solstice.
Everybody gets together on the solstice.
You got to. It's the real reason for the season.
Oh, yes.
This, the moon.
The moon and the sun.
Yeah. And them being like, okay for a day.
And we're doing this on a full moon tonight, as a matter of fact.
I know. Look at us.
Okay.
And then Woody Guthrie did Hanukkah Dance, which I did not know he did a Hanukkah song until yesterday.
No, that's he writes about everything. Man. Amazing.
Right? you got any topic whatsoever, Woody Guthrie's like, hold on. Okay. Let me get you a song in about 8 minutes.
That's about it, man. And
they're all
did
great.
Wonderful.
And they're all great.
Yeah.
The man literally wrote, I believe, 1,200 to 1,500 songs is what the count is.
Is that a fact? I did not know that.
I believe that's the estimate.
12 to 1,500.
Yeah.
That's quite a range.
And I'd say that at least 2/3 of them are great. So, like, that's not a bad batting average.
That's amazing.
And
that's
then,
really amazing. I had no idea that there were that many. Really
yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, there's...
And how many recordings survive, you know? I mean...
A few hundred.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of unreleased material. That's where all that Mermaid Avenue stuff came from. And there's more still that they haven't done. So
cool.
And then Curtis Blow did Christmas Rapping. We pulled a live version of that from his appearance on the Top of the Pops in 1980.
Wow, that was cool.
That was too cool.
Yeah, he's doing it live, too, which was very amazing.
And then we finished up there with the Maytals doing Happy Christmas from Jamaica.
Yes, yes, yes.
And here's Scott with the plugs really quick.
Plugs, I shall. Yes. One plug is balconyradio@gmail.com. That's an email address. You can send stuff there. Balconyradio@gmail.com. Balconyradio@gmail.com. That's number one. Number two plug, balconyradio.com. That's a website. Balconyradio.com. Stuff at the website. A stream going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Monday through Saturday, we play the rock, the pop, the psych, the everything. And on Sunday, we play jazz. Oh, my goodness. That's the stream. And then there's also our shows, which are there. We have all of our shows there, all of our old past shows from 24 different shows. We have everything there just nesting there waiting for you to be listened to.
Dropping every Sunday, new episode.
There you go. Every new episode every Sunday, including this one. So that's happening there. That's plug number two. Plug number three, internet. We have stuff on the internet. We have stuff on the social networking. First, we have this thing called Facebook, which is facebook.com/balconyradiofm. We post our new shows there. We have all kinds of stuff there. We find articles and we do all kinds of really fun stuff there. So you should follow us there on Facebook and be our friends. It's fun. And you can also do things on Instagram. That's fun too.
Yeah. Search us out on Instagram. We're at Balcony Radio.
Instagram is amazing. It's so much friendlier and so much nicer. Yeah. We post our record of the day, a new record picture every day.
Most days.
Most days. We go through our vinyl record collection and we pull up stuff and we take pictures of it.
Oh, okay. We got to do that in the next break.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
We will do that.
Off air conversation on air.
You're interrupting my ooh.
Oh, sorry. Merry Christmas.
We have everything going on there at balconyradio.com on the Instagram, Balcony FM. Balcony Radio. I'm sorry. At Balcony Radio is our handle at Instagram. So there you go. Check that out. And we don't have a Twitter account, so don't follow us.
We do, but don't bother following us. Yes. We don't tweet.
Enough about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. There's the plugs for you. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed them. Thank you.
So what better way to ease into the final set of the night with some traditional, straight-up, awesome Christmas music?
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't get any better than this.
This is really pretty. This is the Drifters and White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Man. $10,000 for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? You bought all those good old presents. I love you, baby. Rest of my life. Merry Christmas, girl. Merry, merry, merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?
Haven't seen them in a long, long time.
kids come get down. And Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe we go. We go. Down our block, little kids start to rock. Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. We go. Oh, Merry Christmas time. Come and find. Happy and there by your fire. I hope you have a good one. I hope Mama gets the shopping done. And it's a Christmas all over again. Oh baby, it's Backer guitar, two Fender bassmans, Chuck Berry songbook, xylophone. Bright
Yes, indeed. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Lake, and I Believe in Father Christmas. Oh, quiet, you.
Yeah, please.
I Believe in Father Christmas. A good way to end our Christmas show here, our 101st annual Christmas show.
Oh, look at us.
Has come to an end with Greg Lake and I Believe in Father Christmas.
I adore that song.
Oh, yes, that's just wonderful. Like, if we quote that one comment that was on there, it's not Christmas until I've heard this song.
It is on the list. There are very few songs where I consider, like, it, not till, you know, first off, I'm not playing until December 1st, at least. And I got to listen to a handful of songs to begin with. It's like Father Christmas.
Certain Christmas. Certain
the,
songs. Yeah.
The Waitress's song. Mm-hmm. Robert Earl Keen song Earl that Keen. We played earlier.
Yes.
And the Phil Spector Christmas record, which is the one of the first things we put on.
There you go.
And I always skip the last track of him talking because I hate that one. I wish he'd just put another song at the end. But that record is great. And like those ones, like that's what makes it Christmas. So you got to play those tunes.
Oh yeah, those are essential Christmas songs. That's the holidays here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very cool.
So let's see, what did we play in the last
set?
We started with the Drifters doing a swinging cover of White Christmas.
All right,
and then Otis Redding doing Merry Christmas, Baby. I love when Otis Redding does Christmas music.
It's great. It's wonderful.
And then we let the Nerds in with They Might Be Giants doing their. Their paean to Hanukkah, Feast of Lights. That was a good song.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And then Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. We miss you, Tom.
Yes, we do. We miss you every day.
With a great song. Every time one of his tunes comes on the radio, there's a moment where I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, that's like, wow.
It's with him and Bowie still. It's just like, right.
Yeah, those are the two uggs. Yeah.
We played the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Christmas All Over Again, which is a great song, and I really wish mm-hmm. would become more popular and get into that kind of canon of Christmas songs. It's a really good tune.
From some good collections, too, from a good collection.
Yes, there's what are they called? A special Christmas. A Special Christmas. Yeah, there's a bunch of them, and they're all great.
Yes, they're wonderful.
And then Cornell Campbell with Christmas in Jamaica once again with his beautiful song called Christmas Joy. I love reggae music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finish up there with Greg Lake, famously known from the band Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yes.
Which, if you don't know about them, just ask your uncle.
It's the late Greg Lake, unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately. Yes. He did pass away somewhat recently, right?
That's a couple of years.
Yeah.
So that's
within the last decade, I want to
yes,
say.
Yes, it is. That's been about 3 years or so.
Ah, bummer. And that's his great Christmas song, which is really, 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 I can't tell you how just awesome it is. It really hits home, too.
It's a little epic in itself.
And yeah, it's one of those songs where for so many people, like, it'll hit really close to home. Like, that feeling of, like, Christmas.
But it's all a reunion. You all get back together.
Yeah, ultimately, there's, like, uplifting feelings, but it's pretty mixed until then.
Yeah, it's questionable. But, you know, it is a happy ending in there.
Yeah, it's bittersweet.
Yes, it's bittersweet.
Yeah. So that was I Believe in Father Christmas, one of the best Christmas songs ever written.
Right on, man. There you go.
And that's the show.
Christmas for you, man. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thank you for joining us
tonight. Merry Christmas.
Happy
holidays.
Hope 2019 wasn't so bad. Mm. It wasn't so great either. But
let's make 2020 a really good year.
It can only get better, right? I guess.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
Somebody, let's hope a few smart people actually step up.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's
leave it at that, man.
So anyway, normally what we would do at the end of the Christmas / holiday show is we would leave you with another wintry song.
A wintry paean.
But this year we decided, you know what? Because we've opened up the gates a little, we've let in Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and I guess solstice as well.
Yes.
That we might as well expand the holidays to include both holidays that we're celebrating coming up, which is Christmas and New Year's. And there's a lot of great New Year's songs. And it was really tough to pare down and choose one. And I had gotten down to a handful where I'm thinking, okay, this is the one. But then a stroke of I'm not going to say genius.
A stroke of light bulb?
Stroke of light bulb. A so-so idea came to me.
Okay.
Which is instead of playing a song that specifically says, hey, it's New Year's. Hey, let's party. Yes. One of those.
Yes.
Let's play like one of those. How do we want to start get our foot going in the next year?
Right.
Like, how do we want to approach it? And one song came to mind.
Okay.
And I love this band. I know you're fond of them as well.
I love this band, man. One of the best of the psychedelic era.
Yeah, this is from maybe the greatest record of the late 60s. It's called Odyssey and Oracle. If you've never heard of it, you're really missing out.
Oh,
you
yes.
gotta fix that before the end of the new year. You really should listen to that.
Before tomorrow.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And this is a song that is just, I can't stress how beautiful it is, and it's a perfect way to start the new year and say goodbye to the last one. This will be our year.
All right. The Zombies.
Dig it.
Bye.
The of your loves like the warmth from the sun, and this will be our year to a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand now the darkness has gone. This will be our year to a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there and we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. The warmth of your smile, smile for me, little one. And this will be our year. Took a long time to come. You don't have to worry, all your worry days are gone. And this will be our year. Took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there and we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. And this will be our year. Took a long time to come. My, my, my.
Balcony Radio.
Tony Burton and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just a fly burrito, brother.
Burritos. Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.